So I'm on my way to Adelaide, and I was thinking a little bit about co-working. Co-working, for those who don't know what co-working is essentially people who can work from home or have some location independence to be able to perform their job not in a fixed environment, rather than working in your normal office or working from home. You come to a space where there's essentially power, heat, lights, internet, coffee, and you can work with other like-minded people, either individually, or you can collaborate in groups, or you can sort of share the sort of a more social experience rather than being closed off in a sort of small battery hen-like or a sort of a coop-like environment in little small offices. And I guess that's how co-working differs from serviced offices. Is it's a, I guess, a more community-based or a slightly more collaborative approach, but one can voluntarily, or you can kind of plug into that collaboration or unplug. I guess it's more around the fabric or the cohesion amongst diverse individuals, people who could be working on many different things. Generally, there's like a breakout space where people can take conversations, what we refer to as offline, or take conversations away into a corner somewhere so they don't disturb other people. So I was really thinking about what's the essence of co-working? What are maybe some of the core tenets or guidelines or guiding principles that are, you know, written or unwritten in a co-working space? What initially came to me was welcome. The word welcome. Also the words shared condition. Also the word home. And I guess some kind of, I don't know, the word safety or security. But it's really more about what builds community. What do people sort of not seek out, but what do they experience in a co-working environment or co-working space that potentially sets one aside from another, one space aside from another space, and what allows one space to succeed where others potentially fail or die off? And I guess we're really talking about sustainable systems, and we're talking about the human condition or people, you know, because essentially whatever sort of space or role or function a thing plays, at the end of the day, it's about the people that inhabit that space, and it's about, I guess, the human condition in one sense. So a phrase recently, together we thrive, alone we strive. So there's something not just productive about co-working, but there's a kind of, as I mentioned, a cohesiveness, or there's a glue. There's some sort of a bond that people come back to. Not everyone comes back, but generally if you have a good experience or a positive experience in a space, people, without becoming too attached to it, will be quite happy to seek that out again, or to go back or to return to that space. So what's the recipe for co-working? It's a really good question. I guess for me, I can speak from my own lens, my own experience, and what co-working provides, or what I experience, or what I observe in co-working is connections. I feel connected to the space. For me to be connected to a space, it means I'm connected to the people in the space. For me to be connected to people, not that I want something from them, but there would be shared attributes, or there would be perhaps mutual benefits, or I mean, what's coming up right now is kind of the concept of pure hearts. I very much gravitate towards people who have pure hearts, I guess, and noble intentions. Generally, people with a certain level of awareness and intelligence, without ruling anyone out. There's something about the self-determination or the agency that people have to be able to perform a role or to be able to work and have a certain freedom to choose their work environment, perhaps lends itself to a certain character type or a certain group or demographic of people. There's something about co-working as well that really works off the concept of sharing and transparency. And as a somewhat of an open system, i.e. pretty much anyone can come to co-work in a space if the barrier of entry is low enough, that people really value a certain style or type of openness because they realize that it's inherently beneficial. However, in these open systems inhabited by open people, people need to self-police or self-regulate. The system needs to self-regulate without any particular, without necessarily having a specific caretaker or host or leader. These entities should emerge when the need arises to either get things done in the space, to foster a certain, perhaps, creativity, or foster a certain environment that allows kind of people to get on with their jobs and or get on with whatever the task is at hand, or to again feel welcome or feel warm in the space. And when I mean warm, I guess I'm talking more about the emotive warm. So co-working is this really interesting manifestation of a community of, I guess, diverse individuals with some sort of a shared or common bond, with some sort of an inherent value or mutual benefit, whether or not it's something as well to do with, I guess, a term that I'm trying to coin called novelosity, which is not the rate of change, but the rate of newness in a system, so that it can be exciting or interesting to have new people come into a space each day. But it can also be, it can also feel familiar or have a certain familiarity if you have the same set of people there on a daily or weekly basis. So, co-working comes back to the people that inhabit the space. And co-working is not necessarily, or co-working spaces are not necessarily widely publicized or marketed. So the barrier of entry, I guess, sometimes is that people have to seek out co-working spaces. The other thing that's really interesting is that some co-working spaces work off a sort of a membership-based or a sort of a transaction involved, or where you buy into the space. For me, the more interesting spaces have a very, very low barrier of entry, essentially free to begin with, and then there is a perhaps upsell, or there's a contribution, some sort of hybrid model of contribution-based value into the space, and/or purchasing some sort of membership, or sort of having a fixed desk. One thing to be noted about the more open co-working spaces, or the free as in freedom, as well as free as in beer, the actual free co-working spaces, is that someone is wearing the cost to keep the lights on, to pay for the space, the rent of the space, the electricity, and the ongoing kind of operational costs. And it should be noted that the person or people who do this generally do it out of just the goodness in their hearts, the love of the community, and the willingness to essentially build something for the, I guess, from a social or from a positive perspective. And that should be really honored and acknowledged, because I know I, for one, I'm extremely grateful for such enterprises or such spaces. So what is the future of co-working? It's an interesting question as well. I mean, one might add or rephrase that as, what is the future of human spaces, where there's a kind of an integral or an integrated community, work, living, breathing, alive ecosystem that's in balance, where the entities internally within the system are also in balance, and where, as we've known for millennia, that together we're stronger. However, we still, I guess, maintain a certain autonomy within a system, and that keeps all the cells within the system healthy. So that's my pondering for the day. I'll check in with you guys again sometime soon. See ya.